We won't take long, for Pimley Prentice isn't central to our tale of Roland and his quartet. Still, he's a fascinating man, full of folds and contradictions and dead ends. He's an alcoholic who believes deeply in a personal God, a man of compassion who is now on the very verge of toppling the tower and sending the trillions of worlds that spin on its axis flying into the darkness in a trillion different directions. He would quickly put Dinky Earnshaw and Stanley Ruiz to death if he knew what they'd been up to. And he spends most of every Mother's Day in tears, for he loved his own Ma dearly and misses her bitterly. When it comes to the apocalypse, here's the perfect guy for the job, one who knows how to get knee-bound and can speak to the Lord God of hosts like an old friend. And here's an irony. Paul Prentice could be right out of the ads that proclaim, "I got my job through the New York Times." In 1970, laid off from the prison then known as Attica, he and Nelson Rockefeller missed the mega riot at least, he spied an ad in the Times with this headline. Wanted, experienced corrections officer, for highly responsible position in private institution. High pay, top benefits, must be willing to travel. The high pay, it turned out to be what his beloved Ma would have called a pure D high corn lie, because there was no pay at all. Not in the sense an America-side corrections officer would have understood, but the benefits. Yes, the bennies were exceptional. To begin with, he'd wallowed in sex, as he now wallowed in food and booze. But that wasn't the point. The point, in Cy Prentice's view, was this. What did you want out of life? If it was to do no more than watch the zeros increase in your bank account, then clearly Algolciento was no place for you. Which would be a terrible thing, because once you had signed on, there was no turning back.